I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
According to this, if you can pass any of the following 4 tests, science says you're likely to live significantly longer and with less stress.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
Okay?
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the tests?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I need to?
Are we going
to
take them?
Pencil and paper. Do I need a protractor?
Nope.
No.
These are physical tests.
Oh, physical tests. Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh, like if I can eat like a bunch of hamburgers at once.
Yep. That's it.
Is that one of them?
Okay. Cool.
As Warren Buffett says, longevity matters. He's referring to the financial world, of course. But there's research. Research shows that a 60-year-old startup founder is 3 times more likely to succeed than a 30-year-old. Makes sense. A little more experience.
Yeah.
A little more behind them.
Sure.
Maybe, but a 60-year-old might not understand things that would become popular.
That's
like
also
Snapchat.
True.
Depends on what your startup
but
is, I guess.
Statistically,
that is true.
Yeah.
That's what it
just
is.
Just a business. Yeah.
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 Just a startup
totally.
Business. Yeah.
So, it says these are indications, not certainties. Passing any of the following does not guarantee a lower mortality risk. It says that, in fact, it just is an indicator. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So that's
the first thing
disclaimer.
Is we have to grow older to start a business to live longer.
That was just an example of how age
Dang.
Can benefit you.
Oh.
Sucks.
First is the push-up test.
Yes. Okay.
Now, this technically, the study only studied men.
Okay.
But you can extrapolate it based on existing data to get the number for women.
Okay.
Researchers had participants take a physical.
Yeah.
And do a treadmill stress test and a push-up test. Over the next 10 years of research, they determined that men able to do 40 or more push-ups during the baseline exam were 96% less likely to experience a cardiovascular event than those who could do only 10 or fewer.
How long do you have to do these 40?
I believe it is in one stretch.
In a row? Oh, man, yeah. That's a lot.
But it like says, like over a minute or 2 minutes?
Give it a shot. All you have to do is warm up, loosen up, then do as many push-ups as you can. If you have to stop and rest, you're done. If you put a knee down, you're done. Crank out as many solid push-ups as you can. If you're a man and can do 40, that puts you in the awesome range.
Okay, I don't.
If you can do,
is that a scientific range?
The awesome range.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think I can hit awesome.
They didn't say awesome range for women 16 to 20. Those are numbers.
Now
is that
cheating push-ups like on knees?
Push-ups,
regular push-ups.
Push-ups. Okay. They said if your knee touches, you're done.
Okay.
So that would put you as an outlier if you could do that many.
All right.
So that means you're going to be in that 96%.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I can do 40.
If you're a man and can do 15 to 20 or 8 to 10 for a woman, not as great. Researchers found every push-up you can do over the baseline of 10 or 5 for women decreases incrementally your risk of heart disease.
Okay. I'm solidly into the 20 to 30 range.
So if I just practice push-ups every day, I can eat butter.
I know, that's the thing.
I guess so, yeah, as long as your muscles are strong.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people that can do that probably also eat a little bit better.
If you cannot do 10, or for women 5, your risk of heart disease is over 30 times greater than for people who can do 40 or 20.
Okay.
It's not perfect, they said. For example, serious runners or cyclists might bomb the push-up test, but would be exceptionally fit by any other criteria, which is true. That's why they said it's an indicator.
But I would think that even though, I mean, most runners, you're in good enough shape to be running distances. I would think you'd still be able to whip out at least 20 or 30 push-ups because you're probably, you're in good shape. You're lighter.
Yeah, but
you're not
going to
have like
muscles.
A big, heavy upper body.
Test number two.
Okay.
The walking test.
Okay.
I can walk.
I've been able to walk for a long time.
There's a little more to it.
Okay.
See it?
All right. Yeah.
He's doing some fancy walking.
Look at me.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I've been known to silly walk from time to time.
The University of Sydney in Australia found that people who can walk at a fast pace, 3 to 4 miles per hour, have a 24% lower risk of all-cause mortality compared with those who walk slower. For those 60 and over, the effect is more pronounced. People who can walk fast enjoy a 53% reduction in all-cause mortality.
All right, that's good. Yeah. That would be satisfying next time you're behind slow people and just think, you're going to die soon.
Yep, you're going to die before I am.
Whisper it into their ears.
Yeah. I tend to be a fast walker. So,
what would the time be on a 4 mile per hour walk? 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I casually
that's
do
that's not
three.
A big deal.
No.
No, a 15-minute mile.
Number three, the third physical test, the sitting-rising test.
Okay.
A study in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, oh, that's a funny read, found that how well you can go from standing to sitting to standing indicates whether you're at a greater risk of mortality.
Like if you make a lot of noise when you stand up.
Stand barefoot on a non-slick floor with plenty of open space around. Cross one leg over the other and lower yourself to a sitting position. Then try to stand back up.
Oh, on one leg. Okay.
The goal is to do it without touching the floor with your hands, knees, elbows, forearms, or the sides of your legs.
Okay, so just with one leg strength.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of core.
Yeah, that's hard.
That sounds much harder than the other two.
Ain't no way I can do that. Ain't no way.
Now score yourself. Start with 10 points and subtract a half point each time you need to use your hand or knee or forearm. So do you think they're talking about sitting down on like this sofa back here and getting back up with one leg?
On a hard chair.
Oh, I was thinking the ground.
I thought it was on a chair. I thought it said on a chair.
It doesn't say any of those
things.
Oh. Because if it's a chair, then why would your hands touch the ground?
Cross one leg over the other and try to lower yourself into a sitting position. Oh, I can get down there. I might break my tailbone on the way.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting back up. Not with one leg.
I don't need to know any of this.
Yeah, I mean, I can stand.
Now.
I know I can
now
stand.
That we've gotten to this one.
I know I can safely stand up without using my hands, but I do use both legs to do it.
Well, if that's the case,
one-legged thing seems really hard.
Can you do it with both legs, though, you're still going to be at 9 points.
Yeah.
Can we go back to push-ups?
Yeah.
Those seemed easy.
If you score less than 8, you're likely to die in the next 6 years. It literally says that.
Oh, man, that is terrible. God, you are so close to death. So many of you listening right now, you might as well just be dead today.
But you can train yourself out of death.
This text, kill me now. I'm overweight with two bad knees.
Well, we don't have to do it. God's going to do it.
Yeah,
didn't you just hear us?
You're basically dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what they're saying, this person writes out, is they're asking you to air squat. Not to go all the way to the ground, but with one leg, put yourself in a seated position. And then go back up. So not all the way to the ground.
It's really hard.
There is a video link if we wanted to see it, but I'm done. Okay. Joe, you're going to like this one. Like this.
Okay.
But are you on one leg? Okay.
Yeah. I'm on one leg.
Now that seems much easier. Hot Wings did it easily.
Yeah, not going all the way down is a lot easier.
Yeah, if Hot Wings did it, it seems easy.
That's not what I meant, but it is what it sounded
but,
like.
I mean, kind of.
But that's not true. You've said it yourself. You win all of the challenges here.
I do win weird challenges.
Oh, the cereal box one?
I won I was the deepest knee bender. Was the highest leg kicker.
Joe, this one's for
you. Chuck Monster.
Like a champ?
Yeah, like
you need a trophy.
Champ.
A little trophy cabinet.
These are why I win. Oh, I have only won weird trophies.
There's probably one around here.
Yeah, probably. Some old plaques.
Yes.
This is the grip strength test.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hand grip strength is strongly associated with a wide range of adverse health outcomes. Lower grip strength correlated with higher incidence of cardiovascular disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and the various types of cancer.
Joe, you would rock a grip test.
This is great news. Yeah. I love grip tests.
Yeah.
Do them every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nearly if you rip have a part of my body off 5 times, 6 times a day.
A dynamometer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Have I have one in my pocket.
There's a chart. Since most people don't have them, here's another way to test your grip strength. Hang from a pull-up bar as long as you can. Okay. Got your pull-up bar here, Joe?
I do, actually.
Simply loosen up, take a few deep breaths, and start hanging. For men, 60 seconds should be your target.
So you're just hanging. Seems like a long time.
Boy, I haven't just hung for a long time. I wouldn't have any idea how long I could do
it. I think you guys could do it for longer than you think.
For women, it should be 30. But in some ways, the initial target is irrelevant. The researchers found that a 6-pound decrease in grip strength for women and 11 pounds for men correlates with a 16% higher risk of dying from any cause. That means if you're a woman and can hang only for 20 seconds or a man for only 30, your mortality risk is much higher.
Yeah, I mean, just makes sense. Women live longer than men in general.
Yeah, they say improving your grip strength will help with longevity, which reading just that sentence alone makes it seem like I get those things that people use.
Yeah, I've got those.
I'm like, oh, yeah, working out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 150. Look at me go. That's ridiculous.
Well, you got to couple all these things, though. If you could do all of these, then, yeah, you're going to. But if you can't do a push-up and you can't stand up without, like, a pulley system, it doesn't matter how good your grip is at that point, I'm guessing. But
better than nothing,
but better
I
than
guess.
Nothing, at least. Oh, you know what? God, he was so morbidly obese, but grip strength on that guy was just outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
Man, could not pry a sub sandwich out of that guy's hands.